Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Completed 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world.
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 It's taco, taco time. Everybody's ready for taco time. Taco, taco time.
Yeah. I wanna be a taco time, yeah.
Mindy?
Hey, Rosie!
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
What do you mean? I thought we were doing Taco Tuesday.
We are doing Taco Tuesday. I just need to pop over to the store real quick to get some guacamole. Because it turns out that what I thought was guacamole was really just a whole bunch of wasabi. Lucky for us, Reggie discovered that in a taste test. All right, just open up the hatch on the wow machine here. There we go.
Okay, but you're taking the wow machine to the store? Isn't that a little excessive?
Oh, yeah, but I'm also a little excessive.
You know, Mindy, I do have avocados for guacamole at home. I can just run back and get it for you if you like.
Oh, thanks, Guy Razzie. But I actually have my own special place that I like to go to. It has the best guacamole on the planet.
Really?
Really. So, you want to come with me?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, hop in, everyone.
All right. So where exactly are we going again, Mindy?
Oh, we're going to Mexico.
Mexico?
Uh-huh. Let me just punch in the coordinates here. The Guac Shack, Chicxulub, Puerto Mexico.
Wait a minute, Mindy. Why are we going to Mexico?
Because this is where I go to get the best guacamole for Taco Tuesday, Guy Raz. Ah, there's this little shop on the Yucatan Peninsula, and let me tell you, the guacamole at this place is muy delicado.
The Yucatan Peninsula? Isn't that where the meteor that wiped out the dinosaurs hit?
I don't know, Guy Raz. I can't be expected to keep track of every single asteroid that crashes into Earth. Okay, the coordinates are all set. Oh, and before I forget, I made some horchata for the trip. You want some?
I think I'll save mine for when we have our tacos, Mindy.
Okay, suit yourself. More for me and Reggie. Let me just get out my thermos here. Here, hold out your wings, Reg. Make a bowl shape. There we go.
Mindy?
No, closer together, Reg. It's dripping right through your feathers and onto the control panel.
Mindy?
That's not good. Better hold on to something, Guy Raz, because here we go! Oh, man, that was a rough one. Everyone okay? I'll take that as a yes. All right, let's see what the damage is here. Okay. Well, it looks like we did make it to the Yucatan Peninsula, but...
What?
This is kind of a big but.
Mindy!
I think we might have gone just a teeny tiny bit back in time.
A teeny tiny bit? Mindy, what year is it?
66 million BCE?
66 million BCE?
Is there an echo in here?
Isn't that the time when... Dinosaurs?
Don't worry, you guys. This happens all the time.
Really?
Yes. As usual, I've got everything out of control. Now, I just gotta find a way to get all of that horchata that I spilled in the control panel out of there so I can get it fixed. Ooh, tastes good. In a second, Reg, I'm just trying to fix this control panel real quick. Okay, now, I think all I need to do is pull the plug out of the control panel here, let all of the horchata drain out, and we should be back in modern day before you can say, oh, wow, Mindy, this guacamole is really life-changing.
Well, just be quick about it, Mindy. I can't put my finger on it, but I have a bad feeling about this place.
What is it, Reg? Look out the window. Why would I need to...
No! Get us out of here, Mindy!
I'm trying, Guy Raz, but the control panel still needs to drain! Draining, 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 draining. Come on! Draining, draining, draining.
And why did it get so dark all of a sudden?
Ooh.
Mindy, is that... A dinosaur extincting asteroid?
Yes.
Mindy, quick! Get us out of here!
Almost there, Guy Raz. Come on, control panel, drink faster!
Quick!
And... There. Just put it together here. There we go. Hold on, everyone, because we are out of here. Did you see that, Guy Raz? We just missed that meteor by a hair. Guy Raz? Guy Raz, you can open your eyes now. We're safe.
Uh-huh.
And, yep, perfect. Back right where we belong. Hey, do you hear that?
Yeah, what's that sound?
I think it's coming from outside. Reggie, quick, open the drawbridge.
It looks like a giant street party, Mindy.
Correction, Guy Raz. Look at that big banner over there. It's a fiesta callejera.
Yes, Mindy, that's Spanish for...
Oh, tacos!
Mindy!
Hola!
Hola, bienvenido. ¿Cuántos quiere?
Cuatro tacos, por favor.
Ya se los sirvo. Muy bien. Aquí tiene. Que los disfrute.
Muchas gracias.
That means thank you.
Yeah, I know. Have a nice day.
Siguiente.
Ooh, muy delicioso.
I wonder what this party is for, Mindy.
I don't know, but look at this flyer I got with my taco.
Let me see that. The 66 millionth, 3,000th, 322nd annual impact anniversary?
Yeah, what do you think it means?
Mindy, I think this is a party to celebrate the impact of that meteor we just narrowly avoided.
You mean... the one that killed off all the dinosaurs?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of different theories about what killed off the dinosaurs, but yes, the majority of scientists agree that it was most likely a large asteroid that hit the Earth right here on the Yucatan Peninsula about 66 million years ago. But there's still a lot of mystery about where in the solar system this asteroid came from.
Ah, kind of like an intergalactic whodunit.
Yeah, if by it you mean making around 75% of life on Earth go extinct.
Whoa, this asteroid extinctified 75% of living things on Earth? It's bonkerballs.
Yeah, and it wasn't just animal life either. About 75% of both animals and plants were wiped out when that space rock collided with Earth.
And scientists have no idea where it came from?
Well, they didn't until very recently. But now, thanks to some smart technology and a little detective work, they think they've been able to figure out where this killer asteroid came from.
You mean they've cracked the case?
That's right, Mindy.
I love when we do this.
Well, here are the facts of the case.
Oh, no, 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 no. Guy Raz, do it in your detective voice.
Okay. Here are the facts of the case. We know that the asteroid that hit Earth was a C-type asteroid.
Ah, a C-type asteroid, you say? You mean the kind that's made up of mostly carbon?
Correct. And we know that most of these asteroids live in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter.
Ah, an asteroid in the asteroid belt, you say? A likely story.
I love talking detective talk.
But what confused scientists about this case was that these asteroids were pretty small.
The weapon did not fit the crime. I like a plot twist.
That's right. The asteroid that hit Earth all those years ago was huge. About 10 kilometers or 6.2 miles wide.
What? That's like 30 Empire State Buildings stacked on top of each other.
I know.
Okay, so where did this asteroid even come from?
Well, these kinds of asteroids do exist in the asteroid belt, but they tend to be on the outer part of the belt.
You mean the part of the asteroid belt that's furthest away from the sun?
Yeah, and furthest away from us.
Right.
And up until this study, scientists thought that these asteroids were pretty hard to knock off course.
But now they don't?
Exactly.
Why?
Well, it's all thanks to computer simulations.
Computer simulations?
That's right. These scientists went to NASA and they used the supercomputers there to run a bunch of simulations on how these types of asteroids might have found their way to Earth.
Ah, and a simulation is when scientists plug in the size, the weight, and the speed of an object floating through space and then let the computer crunch the numbers to find out what it would do.
Exactly. And so these researchers ran these simulations again and again and again.
And what did they find?
Well, they found that these types of big C-type asteroids,
the ones from outside of the asteroid belt?
Yeah, these kinds of asteroids are 10 times more likely to be knocked off course than we previously thought.
Meaning that it was pretty likely that it was one of these asteroids that collided with Earth all of those millions of years ago.
Exactly.
Aha! Well, Detective Guy Raz, I'd say the case is solved.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Whoa!
Hey, looks like something's happening, Mindy.
Yeah, where's everyone going?
It seems like they're all going down to the end of the street.
Yeah, come on, Guy Raz. Let's follow them.
Red, wait red, up, Mindy.
Red. Oh, excuse me. Hello to me.
Whoa. What is that, Mindy?
It looks like one big crane, Guy Raz.
Yeah, but what's hanging off the end of it? Is that a...
a giant Earth pinata?
It's so massive, Mindy. I wonder how they're planning on smashing it open.
Well, my guess would be with that giant wrecking ball that's backing up over there. Look!
That's not just any wrecking ball, Mindy. Look at it.
You're right, Guy Raz. It looks like there's a giant rock stuck to the end of it.
Wait, I think I get it, Mindy. They must be recreating the Yucatan asteroid impact with this wrecking ball and this piñata.
Wow, sure looks that way.
Atención! ¿Alguien quiere manejar la bola demoledora?
Wait, What did she say?
She asked, who wants to drive the wrecking ball?
Me! Me! I'd like to do it! Over here!
La señora brincando.
Oh, Mindy, look, she's pointing straight at you.
What, me? Here, hold on to my extra tacos, Guy Raz. I've got a wrecking ball to drive.
Ay, santo cielo, ya me estoy arrepintiendo.
Thank you, gracias. Hey, just get up into the driver's seat of this crane here.
You got this, Mindy.
Okay, now just gotta get a hang of these levers here.
Okay, aquí vamos. Todos listos para la...
No.
Sorry.
¿Pero qué está haciendo? No destruya los edificios.
It's okay.
Ay, no, qué grave error. Alguien... ¡Sáquela de aquí!
It's okay. I think I got the hang of it now. Hey, Guy Razzy!
Yeah?
Give me a countdown!
Okay, Mindy. Tres,
dos, uno!
Race for impact!
Gracias al cielo.
Coming out of that pinata, is that?
It's the guacamole, Guy Raz! Quick, scoop it up and put it in your pockets!
If you say so, Mindy.
Oh, man, this is the best annual Impact Anniversary Street Party on Taco Tuesday I have ever been to.
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, my name is Cypress. I live in the Dalles, Oregon, and my wow is that the gluteus maximus is the biggest muscle in the body. Say hi to Dennis for me.
What?
Hi, my name's Ellie from Greenville, North Carolina, and my wow in the world is that a therizinosaurus, a dinosaur from the late Cretaceous period, had 3.2 feet long claws. All right, that's it. Say hi to Dennis.
Hi there.
Sledcat. Reggie. And Grandma G-Force.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear that.
Bye.
Hi, my name is August. I live in Washington. My wow in the world is 1.3 million Earths can fit in the sun. Say hi to Dennis and Reggie for me. Bye.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Matilda. I'm six and a half years old, and I'm from Portland, Maine. My wow in the world is that some dinosaurs and pterosaurs would swallow rocks to digest some of their food. Isn't that amazing? Say hi to Dennis.
Howdy.
Reggie. Grandma G-Force and Thomas Fingerling and Mindy for me.
Oh, yeah.
Sup.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Diana, and I live in Acton, Massachusetts. My wow in the world is that there's an art museum on the moon. Isn't that bonkerballs? Say hi to Reggie. Grandma G-Force.
Oh, snap.
Dennis.
Ahoy there.
And Static Man.
Ha 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 ha.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Cody.
and I live in North Andover, Massachusetts, and my wow in the world is that jellyfish have a butt mouth. They poop out of their mouth.
Say hi to Grandma G-Force. We go way back.
And Reggie. Say hi to Reggie, too. And Thomas Fingerling. And Dennis. And Mindy Slaycat. And Dun-Dun-Dun Scatman. Bye.
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Wow in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Original sound design and music editing is done by our senior producer, Jed Anderson and Tyler Thull. You can also hear Jed Anderson in the voices of Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear on our show.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Henry Moskal.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Learn more about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of our new number one New York Times best-selling book, The How and Wow of the Human Body.
Grown-ups, you can follow Wow in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
We used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip-hop meet,
It's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!